Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Before I feature my interview style episode for today's Line Life podcast, I urge you to listen to a new playlist that I am releasing for this week's Lineman Life e-newsletter. The playlist is called Line Life Listens, Living the Line Life, and it includes all the songs that I could find about the line trade. When I was putting together the list, I realized that there were several versions of the song Wichita Lineman, and I included all of those on there, as well as other ones that I found that celebrated the culture, the grit, the perseverance, and the determination of the line trade. Also look for another musical playlist to come out next month that features songs that you can listen to while you're on the road responding to a storm. You can find this playlist by going to tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations and checking out our social channels, including Lineman World on Instagram. And now here's where you come in. Line workers, if there's a playlist that you listen to when you're out on the road, on the job site, and working out in the field, please share it with me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or message me at Lineman World on Instagram, and I'll feature it in an upcoming Lineman Life e-newsletter. Because line workers are heroes and first responders, over the years there have been not only songs written about the line trade, but also books and a couple of movies, including Life on the Line, starring John Travolta, and also Storm Soldiers. For this episode of the Line Life podcast, I thought I'd go ahead and feature an interview that has not yet hit the airwaves. This interview is with the son of the man who wrote the book Slim, which was later made into a movie about the line trade. About a year and a half ago at the International Lineman's Expo, I had the honor of meeting William Wister Haynes Jr., the son of William Wister Haynes, who wrote the book Slim. William said that this was one of the very first movies ever made about the line trade. And many of you have probably already seen or heard of the book. But if not, you can buy it on slimthelineman.com. And if you order it from that website, you can get a personal inscription from the author's son himself, William. For example, when William gave me a copy of that book, along with a companion book called High Tension, which had a collection of short stories, he wrote a personal inscription inside of the cover. And here's what he said on my copy. This copy of my dad's great classic Slim is for Amy Fishbach. My congratulations on making a living as a writer. Few have either the talent, the patience, or energy. The best of luck, William Wister Haynes Jr. And now I'm just going to read a little bit from the foreword in the book. It says, a lot has happened with Slim since the publishing of the third limited edition, 2,000 copies in 2013. Most eventful was the republishing of the companion book, High Tension, in October of 2016, just in time to take it to the Kansas City Rodeo. The book followed Slim in 1934 by 5 years, 1939, and without the benefit of being the movie and one starring Henry Fonda, was not as well known to the line community, nor were the 5 short stories of line work that were added. The republishing of Slim and High Tension has led to new friends and wonderful experiences. Some are the appreciation from utilities, training schools, and IBEW chapters. Some are comments from individuals who order the book. And now I'm just going to read from part one. And again, if you want to read the full story, go to slimthelineman.com and reach out to William Wister Haynes, Jr. Every time he passed a pile of steel lying in the corner of the field, the boy stopped his mules and stared at it. It had been there for 3 days. He remembered the men who had deposited it. Tall, booted, laughing men who had spoken knowledgeably of K-pieces, X-braces, struts, legs, wing sections, arms, and dropper plates. A couple of the men had conversed with him about it. The steel was to be a tower that would be part of a high-tension electric transmission line. "This old steel is going to reach so high you'll think it's hanging off the cloud," one of them had said. The tower was to rest upon 4 concrete bases spaced about 40 feet apart in the shape of an exact square. These bases had been put in weeks ago, but the men who had left the steel here so recently had told the boy that the tower was to be erected this week. He had contrived to spend the week in this field that he might watch the operation. Again, to order a copy of this book and to get a personal inscription inside of it, go to slimthelineman.com. Now let's listen in on my interview with William about his father and his legacy of line work, and also his book, which was later made into a movie about the line trade. William, to begin, can you talk about what year the book Slim came out and what was happening at that time?
Our family was living in Des Moines in 1926, and they were wiped out financially. My dad was a student at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. He could not continue. He landed a job as a lineman out in Nevada, of all things, and he worked off and on building transmission towers in Colorado, Arizona, Wyoming for 4 years, and was able to patch together a degree from Penn. In 1930, the family, for financial reasons, had to move to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. He became a catenary lineman, working on building the infrastructure of the Pennsylvania Railroad. He worked for 3 years until the age of 24, at which time he said, "I'm not going to be a businessman or a lineman. I'm going to be a writer." He wrote a story of the adventures of a young lineman, and he gave that to an agent. He then went back to working with his hands on the railroad as a lineman. Luckily, a very good publishing house called Little Brown signed up to publish it. It became a national best-selling book. And that's important because it was purchased not by people who were interested in line work, people who read books that were a great story. Now then, as very frequently happens with best-selling books, the movie people were attracted. So Warner Brothers came to him and said, "If you will be the technical director and write the screenplay, we'll buy the movie rights from you." He sold them those movie rights for the astronomical sum of $10,000, a fortune in those days. Mm-hmm. So then one of the factors that has made Slim endure, they starred a very famous American movie actor named Henry Fonda in Slim, and it's almost an unforgettable role. He later told people that he thought Slim was the most meaningful and fun movie that he'd ever done. So then my father began writing movies. He was under contract to Warner Brothers, so he wrote other movies of that day, and he continued to write short stories about line work, 5 of which are in the other book that I have republished called High Tension. That was written in 1939 when he was in California. It's about the adventures of a catenary line crew. So then my father went to war. He served as an intelligence officer planning bombing raids over Germany. And he rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel. When he got out of the service, he wrote the first big war movie. It's called Command Decision. And it started out, he wrote a novel called Command Decision. His agent said it would make a very good play. So he, again, wrote it as a play, and it ran as a play for a year and a half on Broadway. It was made into a movie with Clark Gable and Walter Pidgeon and two other very famous writers. And again, it was a best-selling book. The story of Slim is just goes dormant for a while. About the year 2005, training organizations like the Northwest JATC, Southeast Lyman Training Center, and very especially Alan Drew approached me and my sister. They said, bring the book back. It will sell. So I was winding up my career at the time, and I just put it off. I just said, oh, okay, guys, yeah, someday. Finally, I published 250 copies. It was a lousy job. It's riddled with typos, but I didn't even know that. And I put it up for sale with the group I'm with, or powerlineman.com, the 250, and they were all sold in 4 days.
Wow.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, I thought this was just a prank, something I did because it was fun. But today, I have sold over 7,000 copies and 500 copies of the companion book, High Tension. I don't do it to make money. It's a hobby. It's a tribute to my father and a tribute to America's linemen. We're very brave, hardworking guys that risk their lives every time they walk out of the door. It's been a labor of love. I enjoy it a great deal. And I go to rodeos to sell the books. The International Lineman's Rodeo has been a big event. I always sell a lot there. And I hope to continue with the sale of it. When linemen who have seen the movie learn that there is a book that is much better than the movie, they're very eager to own it. And they come back to me later and say, what a great book. It mirrors what a lineman feels as he enters, as he looks at line work. And then he enters it and he learns. And then he is totally committed and dedicated to that work. That's what makes it great. And nothing that's even close has been written.
So, William, do you think a movie might be made one day of High Tension?
I doubt it. No, I don't really think so. I mean, you could make a movie out of it. That's an interesting question I haven't been faced with before. Probably you could. I've never thought seriously about doing it, so it's a hard question to answer.
Well, it might be a good follow-up to the Slim movie that came out years ago. And William, how did your family feel about your father writing a best-selling book that was later made into the movie Slim? That must have been very exciting for your family.
I think it was. It just lifted him into a different world. Mm-hmm. He was a business student studying at Penn, and all of a sudden, a few years later, he's writing movies in Hollywood. He has a national best-selling book, a movie starring surely one of the most famous actors in America was the star of that new movie. I really honestly can't tell you. I've looked through his diaries of that day, but it's not as though he went from being a poor boy to a wealthy guy, you know, from the Ford class to the Mercedes.
Right. Well, I'm sure that both the book and the movie brought a lot of awareness of the careers and opportunities of working at Alignment at that point in time.
Yes.
How do you think it changed a lot of the public's perception about the line trade? Because I think even now it seems like a lot of people don't even think about how the power gets on or what linemen go through on a day-to-day basis, especially when they're working storms.
To be honest with you, it's a book. It went from being a national best-selling book read by readers and linemen. And again, it was out of print for so long.
Right.
That I think at the time it might have sparked an interest in a career as a lineman.
Right.
But now I'm the only outlet, and my outlet is very narrow. I don't advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
Any effort to sell it, I generate myself.
Right.
It's probably its greatest use and value is recognized by the IBEW and several chapters and cooperatives. But they award, I have contracts or agreements with several, with Northwest Line, JATC, a huge training organization, Pacific Northwest, with IBEW chapters like Local 66 in Houston, Local 104 in Massachusetts, and several cooperatives. And these go on and off, but they will award copies of SLIM to their linemen as they graduate from apprentice to journeyman lineman.
I love that. What a cool idea.
I do it two ways. I can either ship them, 40 copies of SLIM, and I sign it. In the example of Local 66, they take it very seriously there. They buy them 100 at a crack. They have a very sharp office manager, and she emails me the name of the graduate. And then I contact him. I learn something about him and make a personal dedication and then mail the book. So I do it turnkey. It's almost like I work for him. That's very rewarding. And that's its biggest use. But I don't have the time just to really focus and sit down and call everybody. When time permits, I do that. But otherwise than that, it's just time consuming. And if I make 10 of those calls, I'd be very lucky if I get one. But one could be quite a good relationship. I've also done major printings in 2014, IBEW 1245 in Northern California, and Pacific Gas and Electric wanted to celebrate on July 7th the passing away of Henry Miller, founder of the IBEW. And they called me one day and said, "We want to give a copy of SLIM to every lineman we have." And they ultimately ended up ordering 3,000 copies.
Wow.
Which they gave to every lineman. I've done a custom printing for a line contractor. So those are things that are big projects I'd like to get more into. But again, I have less energy at the age of 87 to do things like that.
I think it's absolutely beautiful, and what a wonderful tribute to your dad to reprint this book. It's just amazing. I think he'd be so proud of you.
Read his biography. You will understand why.
Yeah.
And if Line Life podcast listeners want to get a copy of this book, how would they do it?
Go to either our website to order it, which takes you to powerlineman.com.
Okay.
Or go to powerlineman.com. Either one will get you there. And I call every person that buys a copy, learn something about it, dedicate it to them, make it personal, and mail it.
That is such a wonderful idea.
And I can assure you that I don't do this for money.
Right.
It's price of postage has gone since I started it from $2.25 to $5.25.
Yeah, I can believe it. All the prices have gone up on everything.
It's a labor of love, and I've made great new friends and relationships with it.
Keep up the good work, and I appreciate the copy of SLIM, which I'm definitely going to read. I've heard about SLIM and the legend of SLIM as I'm covering the line trade for T&D World, And I really love talking to you today. So thank you so much, William, for sharing the story about your dad and the book and the movie about Slim the Lineman. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life Podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lineman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast.